there. Let me take this opportunity and greet all of you, honorable members. You look fresh. So this is our ordinary portfolio committee meeting. I was perturbed by the presence of the department and the ministry in particular, but I have since removed them from our meeting because they're not supposed to be part of this meeting. The meeting is specifically for us to look into a number of things. So the agenda, I assume that it was sent to all of us. If Lubabalo is not here, so let me read it for you because we won't be able to beam it. One, apologies. Two, adoption of the agenda. Three, the committee discussions on status of 100 days report. The casual link between finance branch, lack of required skills and knowledge for basic accounting standards, and the recurring qualified audit opinion for the department. Submission of a profile of qualification for personnel currently serving in the finance branch. The continuation of illegal contracts with service providers by the department leading to irregular expenditure. And the submission of the department's audit plan. So these are the points on our agenda, and all these points are the points which we have deferred to our ordinary portfolio committee so that we discuss them and come up with the proper recommendations and how we are to intervene on these number of challenges that the department has. So this is the agenda of the portfolio committee, and the fourth item will be closure. I'm just hoping that the meeting is not marathonic and we'll have much time to deliberate on some of these issues. And can we then move for the adoption of the agenda?
I move for the adoption of the agenda, Chair.
Honorable Swartz is moving for the adoption of the agenda. Honorable Mwela, I see your hand is up.
Honorable Chair, greetings to honorable members, and I second that we adopt this agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mwela. Without wasting more time, I will hand over to Ms. Musala to take us through. Tineo, final touches and what we were supposed to edit. Honorable Shre, your hand is up. Why your hand is up?
I wanted to make a request before we start with the program.
What? Yes.
Last week, we debriefed about what has happened regarding the dispute, allegedly or apparent dispute between our Department of International Affairs and Malawi, about how, because we are being asked questions as members of this committee, who's telling the truth between what our department is saying and what Malawi is saying regarding the abduction or the leaving of the country illegally by Bushiri. That's the first thing. And then secondly, obviously, 11:30, I'm going to ask to be excused to attend the police portfolio committee. Thank you.
So who must review it?
Pardon?
Who must brief you?
No. Request that the minister brief us or anybody at the appropriate time.
Noted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the apology is also noted. Ms. Musala, can you continue with the presentation on 100 days and the editing? which we requested to happen.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Can you also give the report?
I'll need to be able to, I'm disabled in terms of screen sharing.
You are disabled.
Okay, Chair.
You are disabled.
Okay, Chairperson.
So, continue.
Chairperson, the corrections which were effected on the report, the first one, which is not a correction per se, is the date of the report, which is the 28th October 2020. That's when the committee adopted the report with amendments. And the other issue was on Zanele Mbeki, on the ARF taking longer to go through. But the improvement on Zanele Mbeki Peterson was to the effect that the department going forward should be able to assist other women organizations and assist them to meet the criteria which will enable them to also benefit from the fund. That was the improvement on Zanele Mbeki. And other than that, Chairperson, it were typos which we have effected and reconstruction of sentences which we have also effected. The outcomes which I spoke to Chairperson, which Honorable Musani, some of them referred to them, they will be appearing in our next report, which will be at the end of the year, to cover the annual performance of the committee. So some of the developments which are in response to the recommendations of the committee will only be appearing in the next report. So basically, Chairperson, the effected improvements as per the decision of the committees are with that regard, as I have just explained. Thank you, Chairperson. Hello, have I lost everyone?
I can hear you, you know, I don't know if the...
Oh, okay.
I can also hear you, Janelle.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe the chair must unmute.
What's happening?
Who be who's?
Where is Dineo?
I'm here, Chairperson.
What's happening? Are you done?
I think we lost you, Chairperson. Yes, I'm done, Chairperson.
Okay, honorable members. That's the report. Can we call it final? Bas?
Yes, Chair, thanks very much. I think with the amendments and the correction of the typos, I think we can move it and say this is now concluding our report. But the question, Chair, that I wanted to check, from now, where is the report going? And the other issue, she says the responses of the department will be covered in a report towards the end of the year. But I understand we've got only 1 week now, which is next week, to complete the year. So when are we going to see that one? Are we going to see it maybe next week? I'm not sure. Thanks, Chair.
But what kind of a question is that? Because we suggested that the report be submitted to the Chair of Chiefs and the presiding officers and to our respective organizations, if honorable members they so wish. That's what we said in our last meeting.
Yes, Chair, I just wanted to reconfirm that one.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Can you lower your hand, please? Can we agree on that approach, honorable members? Is there any contrary view from this one? Agreed. Can we, honorable Chetty?
Agreed, Chair.
Okay, can we move to the next point on the agenda? Janelle?
The Luba, where is the agenda? I don't have the
Okay, so I'm going to beam it now.
Please.
Is it visible?
Yes, it is. The second issue, Chairperson, is with regard to the outcome, the audit outcome of from the AG's report 2019-20, where it has been reported that actually seemingly lack of required skills and knowledge for basic accounting standards in the finance branch seems to be the contributing factor to the recurring qualified audit opinion for the department. The issue of receivables, which is one area which has caused the negative audit outcome, it's because the cash machines themselves were not able to reconcile what they have in the cash book and also the petty cash. And the difference between what they have in the cash book and the petty cash, they were not able to unpack and be able to say what it, you know, where the money comes from or what, if it's somebody owing them, who is owing them and for what. So when that kind of information reaches the department, it ought to be reconciled monthly. But seemingly from the AG's report, the reconciliation that is done, it has been leaving out receivables. And this has accumulated, the monies which are unexplained have accumulated for the past 2 to 3 years. So what ought to have been done, according to information, is that the National Treasury warned the department in February to say you need to unpack your suspense account. What does it mean? That money, it's too much to be left out of, you know, your normal accounting system. So they were supposed to have done that, but they were not. In fact, that was not done until the AG came to audit. So the time between February and now, when the Auditor General was processing the financial statements of the department, it's almost 4 months during the lockdown. So the department had all the time during the lockdown to actually look into this, but that was not done. So the contention there is that normal basic accounting standards ought to be someone with knowledge of accounting, basic bookkeeping, ought to have known that such an account, you need to unpack it to say what it involves. But now, as it's sitting with the department, it's almost ready to be written off. So that is where the AG had a concern that 188 million cannot just be written off. So it means somebody, the unit, does not have the required skills or the knowledge, or it's a matter of attitude, because he even raised the concern that it might even be an attitude. So this is where that comes from. So the lack of skills, knowledge, and the attitude in the finance branch is the one which has contributed, or which keeps contributing to the negative audit outcomes that come to the department. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, that's the analysis. Any hands? Honorable Tracy.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to touch a bit on this issue around this 180 million rand. You will recall, Chairperson, when we came in last year, which was the beginning of our term, we raised this concern around the issue about accountability where it came to the cash transactions. Now, you can see clearly, when we raised the issue, we knew why we raised it. Because the 180 million rand, if you read the report, is money that were discrepancies from the cash missions. And in the report, it speaks about Angola, Cuba, Iran, Sudan, South Sudan. And we asked the question at that time, why is it that this cash, the money was in cash and not EFT or the such? And we were given excuses and reasons as to why. Now, Chairperson, 118 million then. Surely any organization, if you want to write off anything, especially an amount as big as this, our finance department should have had checks and balances in place. I find it very difficult, Chairperson, when the excuse comes across, like what happened in our initial AG report last year, that the discrepancy comes across from the fluctuation of the rand-dollar exchange. If there was such a fluctuation and it was to such an extent, it wouldn't only affect these missions where there's only cash transactions. It should affect all missions across the world. So my serious concern here, Chairperson, is that I'm going to say alleged because I haven't proven it, but I must say it's alleged that there seems to be some people who may have been having the fingers in the cookie jar and are just using this as a write-off because they have the access to the cash as such. And I'm very disappointed that a year later we're still having the same issue. And as long as we allow them to willingly get away with trying to do this as write-offs, they will continue to do this. And I don't know how much longer we're going to run a multi-billion rand, especially dealing with foreign currency department, where basic bookkeeping skills is very difficult to identify. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Sanj.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, who is addressing his suite here in the meeting of Parliament? Can you mute your mic when you address, you want to address your sweethearts in meetings of Parliament as well, please? Honorable Sanj.
Thank you, Chair. My question is for us here meeting today with this item on our agenda. We've noted such mismanagement since we came into this committee. I think we've been dilly-dallying around the issue for quite some time now, and we'll end up being accomplice to what is the findings of the Auditor General. So I am hoping, Chairperson, that as this item appears on our agenda, as a committee, we will leave this meeting today with a step that we need to take in order to get this right. As the previous speaker has highlighted, that things, monies are being written off. We are being told 3 to 4 different stories on how the cash and cash is appearing in the books. And to date, we have 187 million, which could not be explained. And Chairperson, I want this committee today to come out with a way forward, a solid way forward on how are we going to deal with this matter, because it does not look like a matter that will go away. And this finance branch, we have noted the challenge from scratch, that the accounting officer of this finance branch, although it may not be proven, it seems that the accounting officer of the finance branch is the main problem of this branch. So Chairperson, as politicians and as lawmakers and as people that are placed in this committee to guard the public purse, I would recommend that we come out with a solid solution on how, with the powers invested in us, how are we going to deal with the finance branch, because otherwise we'll end up being a talk shop, and that is not what any of us are deployed to this committee to do. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ngosi.
Thank you, Chair. I broadly agree with the points raised by colleagues. I think this classification of the account as a suspensive account doesn't demonstrate or doesn't show that the person doesn't know what they're doing. In fact, for me, it's a complicated way of seeking to write off 188 million without us or the executive noticing that they are applying for a write-off. Had it not been for Treasury and the AG calling a halt to this or seeking a demonstration on the basis of evidence of what is being written off, it would have been done. So for me, it's a demonstration that there's a sophisticated way in which that branch or the finance branch sought to obviate a problem that was going to lead to a qualification or even a disclaimer of the financials of the department. So it goes to the root of what the finance unit is capable of doing. As Honorable Chetty says, we can't say outrightly that this is malfeasance or allege that it is malfeasance because you don't have enough evidence. The second point, Chair, is that we have made on several occasions decisions or recommendations on what should be done in the finance branch. And unfortunately, to date, there has not been a demonstration that those recommendations have been taken into consideration, and or the results are very slow. Because for me, it's end to end. It's from the missions themselves, the affected missions themselves, whether they do have that financial capacity, whether the people deployed to ensure that the records are reconciled, etc., and at head office. So if we are to make a suggestion on what needs to be done, I would suggest that we go back to our recommendations, maybe Aldineo and Luba, look at what we have decided in respect of the finance unit over the past year, and brush up those and bring them forth to the ministry or to the department. Sorry, but secondly, I think in relation to this one, I think a specific recommendation would be that we refer it to SCOPA and request that SCOPA interrogate this much deeper than ourselves as a way of censoring not the department particularly, but that unit. And thirdly, that we raise this matter as urgently as we possibly can, that the finance department requires closer attention than before, because this amount is 188 million. It will rise in the coming financial year. It has been reduced from about two to that 188 million, which doesn't have documentation. Question.
Lower your hands when you're done speaking. Honorable Mbanza, your hand is up.
Thanks, Chair. I'm not going to repeat what the other colleagues are saying, but I'm going to go straight to the recommendations that are being proposed. I support the proposal that is made by Honorable Ngozi of referring this matter to the SCOPA. But also, Chair, I think there was a recommendation, but we can also repeat it again, that the department must initiate an investigation on this matter and give the committee monthly reports. Now, I don't know whether we can do these processes parallel to each other of referring it to the SCOPA, and at the same time, the department initiating an investigation. So if it is possible, then I was going to support that we do it in that way, Chairperson, so that at least there will be something that is done to deal with these matters in this finance section department. I will move so, Chair.
Honorable Mbanza, can you chair the meeting? I'm quickly running to the bathroom.
Oh, thanks, Chair. Is there any other, honorable members, any other input on this matter? And if the committee is also supporting the recommendations that are being made, or proposed by Honorable Nkosi, and it have also put another one. Any input? Honorable members? Okay.
Honorable Mpanza, after
yes.
Honorable Muyela, just one or two words which I can advise the committee on. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Muyela?
Thank you, caretaker chair. I think, Chair, we have been raising this matter for a long time. I want to support the suggestion that says let's refer the matter to SCOPE so that they deal with this matter once and for all, because we have been raising this matter for quite some time now. My worry, Chair, is that that unit, the finance unit in that department, is the one that is not responding to issues of audit opinion. They are not meeting the actual standard of audit opinion and all that, and it gives us a problem as members of this portfolio committee. To me, it's like we don't have those who are there, they don't have the required skills. I've raised this matter even before, and it's just unfortunate. I've raised this matter even again. I think in our when we were briefed by the AG. So it was just unfortunate that the department was supposed to respond to those issues. They are not here even today. We are on our own in the SCOPE. But thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Honorable Mwela. Dineo, you said you want to say something.
Sorry,
or maybe before that, who's that? Honorable Nkosi?
Chetty.
Chetty. Okay, Chetty. Over to you, Honorable Chetty.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I have no problem with the proposal you are making, but can I just caution us, we still have to deal with item C and D, which is also has reference to the same department.
Yes.
So can I maybe caution us that we do C and D and then do the proposal? Because if you look at C and D, I also got some input and some comments to make, which I believe impacts on the discussion you just had about B. So I don't want us to be preemptive, if you don't mind, Chair.
Yes, I also picked that one up, particularly in B, and there are also even recommendations, which are also talking exactly to what we are discussing. So, Honorable Members, that is the proposal from Honorable Chetty. Let's deal with other items, and then we will then come up with recommendations that are going to be sort of a package, because those issues, those items also deal with the matter that we are dealing with. Dineo, any advice on that one, or any view?
Thank you, Honorable. On the other items, I was asking Lubabalo to beam the analysis so that members can consider that in order to build up their case towards the resolutions which they are making. So if we go to the other items, I think it will help, because I was going to say maybe members could consider going to other items so that the recommendations which are there, members can look at them, and then in having the holistic view of what is the problem with the finance,
department. And also, so with regard to profiles, I think the chair will talk to that, but it is as a result of what members have called before. The recommendations from the committee was with regard to audit skills audit in the finance department, which seemingly has not happened. The process that was undertaken, the audit committee, when it came to address the committee, they pointed out the fact that it was sort of it wasn't conclusive, because people were allowed to determine the criteria for being assessed. So they actually called for another skills audit process, which is what the committee has been calling up for. So likewise, the committee has been saying maybe they should, at the end of the day, get profiles, qualifications of the people in finance. And indeed, this issue has been brought about by skills in the missions, what are called the cooperative services managers, the CSMs, are the ones who are doing accounts in the missions, and then the finance department at headquarters. The CSMs in the missions are the people who, it was explained in the committee in some of the meetings earlier, that they do not necessarily have the requisite skills in accounting. And these are the people who the CFO said to the committee, they get dumped into his unit when they come back from the missions. So those are the people who are in the missions, who are not necessarily people with basic accounting skills, but they multitask many other sort of many other functions. So the challenge with that is that there is seemingly lack of good record keeping in the missions and also at headquarters, because the receivables which they get, even if it's money from fluctuation of currencies, they should be able to at least to say this is what happened. We have this kind of amount of money, 188 million, because of this and that and that. But there is no record keeping. So the main challenge again is record keeping, both at the missions and also in the finance department, where these things have to be reconciled. The other thing, honourable members, is the capability and skills, necessary skills to deal with multi-currencies. The department is dealing with 125 currencies. Safe to say, maybe the dollar-based accounts are in most of the missions, but roughly 125 missions means 125 currencies. So you need someone who will be able to handle that and be able to juggle around and also be able to understand and keep record and keep track of fluctuations and gains and losses in this currency. So that department needs someone who's going to be able to do that at headquarters to assist missions. When missions send information, they should also be able to reconcile and also follow up. So that is what is lacking with that. So it needs the committee to think also to, you know, think whether they, to consider whether they could actually request for those qualifications like the committee did with properties, so that it is able to determine whether there are appropriate skills and qualifications in that department, which will be able to deal with the finances. Because, honourable members, you are aware that the performance on the political side of, you know, for work of the department, is getting clean, not necessarily clean, but positive audit outcomes. The problem is with the financial
financial statements and financial management of the department. This is where the problem is. So I can stop there, honorable members, before I proceed to the contract, if you allow me. Not unless I should be talking to everything else. Thank you.
I think you have started very well. I think the proposal from the honorable members, which I think was not objected to, was to for you to present everything, and then we have a holistic discussion, and then come up with holistic recommendations, because these issues are interrelated. So if you can proceed to the other items.
Thank you, Chair. Luba, can you put the analysis again, share it again? With regard to contracts, honorable members, the AG has pointed out, and the National Treasury, if you go up to the to irregular expenditure, Lubabalo, what has been pointed out is that the department seems to be having year after year, they seem to be having issues with irregular expenditure. So irregular expenditure, some of the causes there too are this continuing illegal contracts which the department is running with service providers. They're illegal in the sense that from the beginning, if you go up a bit, from the beginning of those contracts, some of them were awarded without due process being followed. Some of the beneficiaries of those tenders did not disclose that they have interests. They do have relations with people who are close to and working with government. Some of them did not even have tax certificates. Some of them, it's a whole plethora of issues which the department seems to be having problems with this contract. And some of the contracts, not helping. Just go, please, number, go up a bit so that members are able to see. There are three contracts which come up. Yes, if you can stop there, Luvano, go down a bit. BT Communications, which appears there, honorable members, is the one which the CFO was actually, there was a case against him, but he won the case. But BT Communications is one such contract which is continuing, which is not supposed to be servicing, giving service to the department, because it was illegally awarded. Now, with regard to another one, which is Neo Tando and Elliot Mobility, those two are dealing with their storage companies. Normally, when people get posted to missions, they leave their belongings, household goods, in a storage facility, and when they do come back,
what's happening?
Welcome back, Chairperson. What is happening here in your absence? We looked at the first report of the finance section, and then there were recommendations. But later on, the members felt that because all these items, they relate to each other, they are proposing that Dineo just deal with all the items, do the presentation, and then they will then engage on it and then come up with a holistic recommendation on the matter. So Dineo is busy doing that, Chairperson.
Okay.
right.
So thank you, Chairperson, and all members. So Neo, Tando, and Elliot, these are companies where they actually have storage facilities for seashells who are shipped to the nations, whether coming back or going. So one, Neo Tando, Elliot was the one which was contracted before, but before the contract with Elliot ended, Neo Tando came into the picture. And now both of them are continuing, whereas it's supposed to be a contract for 4 years, because people get posted for a term of 4 years. So you find that one is running concurrently with the other, but they are doing this, they are giving the same service. So these are the things which are happening there. And the one on data centric and music, this was a computer leasing companies. As members will recall that the department has issues with ICT. These are the companies that are there, but their contracts expired, but they have been extended without a due process of applying for authority to extend. So it's a plethora of contracts which are perpetual in the department, but which are either illegally acquired, provided to service providers who are not supposed to be awarded, or they have been extended without approval from National Treasury. So this is where the irregular expenditure comes from, because they are continuing to pay these contracts which are not supposed to be servicing them. They are consuming services from this it's a egg and chicken situation. They are consuming services, but these contracts are illegal. So I think on the contracts that and then action to be taken. The last item, Ruba,
just reminding what the last item is on
the agenda here.
Are you done?
Yes, Honorable Chair, I was saying, Chairperson, maybe you'll say something on E and C, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. On E and C. But remember, Dineo, after our portfolio committee, we instructed you people to write to the department and ask for the audit plan, action plan in our last meeting with the AG. And Lubabalo, by the way, is supposed to give us a briefing as to where are these profiles of the personnel that are currently serving at the department, because we instructed you guys as our support team to get those things. It can't be me who's speaking on ESG. Bagali, because we don't know what's the problem with the network here.
Oh, yeah.
We can't hear you, you are breaking. What's happening?
Chair, those special bubbles will be locked off.
Who's locked off?
Chair, it seems as if when I'm having serious network problems.
I Chair, we facilitated to the debate today. They are in the seat of chair. Yes, sir. So they have not yet submitted the document, chair, as requested.
Honorable members, do you hear, Baba?
He was breaking, chair, but I could hear, but when he said they have still not submitted, but his line was very bad. I don't know if other members have been much clearer, chair.
May I repeat, Chairperson?
Yes.
I was saying, what you said yesterday.
Baba. Bagari Babalo and Guaz in a hole.
Am I audible, Charlie? Yesterday, Chair, myself and Dinevo facilitated a letter requesting the submission of the two documents, Chair, 3 and 8 each. We haven't received anything as yet, Chairperson.
What do you mean when you say you have not received anything?
We don't have the documents, Chairperson. The department has not yet submitted the documents, Chair.
Honorable Banza, your hand is up.
Yes, Chair. But I just want to check, Chair. He is saying that they facilitated a letter yesterday. And how could they expect the department then to submit today? Why yesterday? Because we raised this issue in our last committee meeting. So I just want to get the clarity, Chairperson.
Honorable Chetty, your hand is up.
Yeah, Chair, mine was the very same question as Asha.
Chair, we can't be sitting around here wasting our time as well. This should be sent out after our last meeting. And that meeting, Chair, was on the, if memory serves me correct, on the 12th. So we can't be waiting on the eve of our next meeting to be sending out a request to the department and then having the item on the agenda and we can't discuss it. I don't mind if they said to us they gave it to them last week, Thursday, and they had 3 or 4 days to submit something. But we must also be reasonable. In as much as we have issues with the department, we can't expect them to have received a request yesterday and for them to have the report for today. I think there's a serious concern that our reps from who are here on our platform take it serious as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
unmute your mic, guys. We don't want to hear you abusing your children, eh? Dineo and Bans, I mean, and Lubaban, the question is asked, why did you write the letter yesterday? Was the letter sent or the letter facilitated? Was your English, you are using the wrong English word as well.
Chair, in the last meeting with the department chair, the department was asked to submit the documents that the members are referring to chair. And then yesterday, I got an email from Andisa with the agenda item requesting who Dineo to draft a letter to the minister with requesting these documents, chairperson, which then we did yesterday, I think at around about half past 11, chair. So, now, today, I was hoping that you will have received the documents, but we are not in receipt of the documents, chairperson.
So, you wrote the letter yesterday?
Yes, sir. Who had you sent me an email saying that Dineo was trapped this letter yesterday, chairperson?
Only yesterday.
Yes, chairperson.
By saying that the department only came back to them yesterday. So I think, Chairperson, we need to deal with this. And it can't be right that some officials believe that they can hide behind certain senior people to dilly-dally us. And the issue about this field order and all of the information, this is not the first time we're asking for it, Chair. This committee has been asking for this from the time we got into this portfolio. So I don't see why all of a sudden now we have to be given the runaround. And Chairperson, I'm going to ask of you to exercise your right as the chair to ask the minister what's going on. We can't be sitting here having problems with this department where there's money being wasted left, right and center and nobody accounts. I mean, the next issue is going to be about those contracts where the CFO himself has been implicated. And it still gets renewed. And it still, as long as that's going to continue to happen, Chairperson, where people think that they've got more control over us as a committee, they will continue to have this contract extended, even though they were irregular. Because they believe that we as a committee don't have the teeth to deal with them. It's time, Chairperson, that heads start to roll, then people understand that this committee is serious. Next year we'll be sitting here with the same thing, and they're going to accuse us of being a chop shop. Similar to what we accused the previous committee of being. Thank you, Chair.
I see Honorable Msanen's hand is up.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Um, I'm tempted to ask, all the letters or all the requests that this committee has asked from the department, where we have not received any response, because as far as I know, the committee has not received any response. We requested quite a number of documents in the past from the department. How was the process being done? Because in previous meetings we would ask for documents. For example, we asked for the property management unit CVs. We requested those to be sent, and we requested them in the meeting. We requested quite a number of responses with regards to the audit plan, the risk committee, and that was done in our portfolio meeting. Now, where I'm going to, Chairperson, is our backup staff. Were they sending letters immediately after the meeting consolidate, or we wait for the department to respond using the minutes? Because, like I've said, we have not received any responses from the department, including some requests that we had asked from the CEO, which was supposed to be in writing, the CFO, which was supposed to be in writing from them. So how did it work previously with all our requests? Were letters sent to the department, or we were relying on information being requested in our portfolio committee meeting? Thank you, Chair.
Is there any other hand? Janelle, what's the way forward?
Chairperson, the letters, what can I say on this one? Letters, I think Lubabalo's office deals with those letters. Chairperson, maybe the way forward would be, I'm trying to call the DD as the committee is discussing, so that I can get an update from him, because the letter had asked him to facilitate the submission to the committee of what was required by the committee. So this is what I'm trying to do, Chairperson. But in the meantime, Chairperson, I would maybe just to assist the committee again in terms of the way forward. The recommendations are there as proposals. If the committee would like to maybe tomorrow bring them up with the department, then we'll be able to know them. And the other thing, Chairperson, is when we consulted with some officials who deal with National Treasury, they advised that at times when a situation like that unfolds in the department, the committee can actually ask National Treasury to appoint someone, second someone, to be an overseer of a transition in the finance branch, so to ensure that information doesn't go missing. So these are some of the things which we should inform the committee, so the committee can make up its own recommendations, but having that full information that it's taken as a serious matter what is happening at the department, in the finance department, and treasury, the committee can ask the treasury to oversee the transition if the committee decides. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair. Honorable Msanj. Chairperson, we were dealing with the issue of correspondence currently. We hear what Umama Dina was saying, but currently we are dealing with the issue of correspondence so that we can get to see directly where is the problem with this department. If previous correspondence has been sent and there was no response, it's something else, because currently we are finding a correspondence was only sent to the department last night requesting for response today, which is something the department can even use against this committee. So previous responses, were they sent or were they relying, was this committee relying on minutes? For example, there was a letter that was supposed to be received from the CFO, whether he agreed with the previous AG's report. We gave him a deadline, there was no response. So was the letter, were these letters sent from our committee to the department, and were they sent timely, so that we can find out what is the problem? Are these people not responding to our correspondence, or we are not sending correspondence as we agree in the committee? So what Ms. Musala is giving us is moving forward, but we haven't dealt with the issue of correspondence, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Mbayanga.
Chairperson, I want to agree with the Honorable Msani. Let's clear the issue of the correspondence before we can engage on the discussion on these matters and come up with way forward, because we don't want a situation where we then attack the department or criticize the department and then they come back and say, but you must also sort your house, put your house in order. So I think let's clear this one, Chair, and then I propose that once it's clear, then we then engage on the broader discussions and then come up with recommendations on the whole issues that we are not yet about. Thank you, Chair.
Is there a correspondence to show? The tray, paper tray. Corner.
Yes, Baba. Chair, may I respond, Chair? A chairperson, in everything, in most of the time, the department, if a committee requests a document in the presence of the department, they will send it, because most of the time the committee will say, we need this and put time frames. So they will send the document without being written to, unless there's a specific document which the committee did not put any time frame and wanted to use it for a particular meeting, then a communication will go to the minister to request for such a document. But in most of the time, and all the minutes do indicate that the department will be asked in the presence of the DG and the PLO, who then be asked to note down that the department, the committee, requesting for document A, document B, and the time frame is such. Then most of the, sometimes they'll immediately send the document while they are sitting in the meeting or after the committee meeting. But there are a list of documents that they have not submitted, including the two that honorable members are asking for. And I can recall, Minister Chair, I think more than two meetings where the committee has been asking for such information. So the last communication was yesterday, Chair, in a form of a reminder of information that they've been asked many weeks ago. Thank you, Chair.
Lubabalo. The corner letter that you wrote to the department requesting this information.
No, Chair, I write
on instructions, Chair, but most of the time, Chair, when they are asked to submit in the presence of the GG and the PLOJ, we don't normally write to them. They submit the information because they're normally given the time frame once they're in the meeting, Chair.
Chairperson, in light of what we are hearing, I would propose that when the committee requests for any form of information from the department, we have a register of what has been requested and what has been responded to, because we will end up chasing our own tails, not getting responses back from the department or getting them in bits and pieces and not knowing or being able to follow up. Because as you may have seen, it's very rare that we go on matters arising on our minutes or matters outstanding on our minutes. So we need a register that will give us a clear indication of what has been given by the department, what has been requested, and what has not been received from the department, so that it can also assist the committee to say the chairperson has not received this information, and then instruct them to write a letter, to instruct our back office to say we have given you a deadline of the 10th, and to date we have not received such information. Because to rely on our minutes is not going to work, chairperson. It definitely won't work. Because it's a fact that we don't go to matters arising and try to chase people from minutes. We are dealing with too many issues at a time. Thank you, Chair.
Did you capture that? Hello, Baba.
Hey, yes, Captain. I've captured it, Chair.
Therefore, what should be now, you write a letter now. Write a letter now to the DG and be by the end of business today. There must be a response on this issue. By the end of business today, you say that we want a response. Honorable members, I'm going to allow you to interrogate these other issues which were presented by Tina. Honorable Nkosi.
Yeah, Chair, in respect of the irregular contracts, I think the dilemma we're facing is that if the irregularity is not regularized through Treasury, it will continue. And Treasury cannot do so without the department taking the initiatives on its side. I think the problem may be that the department is afraid to go back to Treasury to use to request for regularization of this, because the initial contracts were themselves illegal. Let's put it that way. So my suggestion, and I go back to what I said earlier, that we refer this to SCOPA to do a drill down. on the causes of the irregularity, the implications of continuing to pay irregular contracts, and the contract management capacity of the department. Prior to that, perhaps we can request the department to provide us with details of what actions they've taken since or after we made the recommendations that this must be regularized or must be sorted out with Treasury. But there's a broader issue, Chair, that one would want to raise. It's around the department's capacity on contract management and on ensuring that the contracts that they enter into do not, firstly, that they are not illegal, but also do not bind them to continual performance without an option to terminate. So the nature of contract management in the department as a matter of compliance is a problem, and that relates to, relates to what we've always raised, the capacity in SCM, supply chain management, because in the ultimate end, it's them that sanction this on a continuous basis, because if there is anything that has to continue on a contract, SCM has to say that in this financial year you have complied and the contract may continue, or we have not complied and we're putting our foot down to say this contract is not continuing. What you need to do is to go back to the service provider, terminate the contract in terms of what you have agreed with them to do, Chair.
Thanks.
And sorry, the issue around the audit action plan. I think it's two action plans basically that we are owed. We are owed the action plans for 2018, 2019, which internal audit said they were not favored with, or they were favored with, but it was not addressing all the issues raised by the AG in 2018-19. So we need that audit action plan so that for our own records we can have a paper trail, but also for purposes of seeing if there are issues that are continuing. And then we need the audit plan for 1920. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Chetty, followed by Mbanza.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I agree and endorse everything that the previous speaker said. But I just want to add some more to that, Chair. And Chair, I don't talk about basics. Let's just deal with the issue around the excuse around the alleged irregular expenses that they conveniently and often apportion to the rand-dollar fluctuation. Now, in simple layman's terms, Chairperson, you and I, if we travel abroad, we change our money at 10 rand. We get back, the rand dollar exchange changes, has gone to 12 rand. Common sense, we're now going to get less. So where I'm heading to, Chair, is that in the missions, if our rental is $10,000, our rental will be constant at $10,000 every month. If the rand exchange rate is 10, at the end of that month, it'll be 100,000 rand. The next month, if it's 15, it'll be 150,000. You do a journal entry to say, fluctuation, difference, 50,000, why? Dollar exchange rate. When you reconcile, you'll get the amount that was directly impacted by the dollar exchange fluctuation. And what I noticed that the department doesn't tell us, there are times when the rate is in our favor. So instead of paying 150,000, we go back and pay 100,000. We have a saving of 50,000. And I cannot understand why is it that that we pay people as CFOs and they can't get the basics right. I want to say to you, Chairperson, I believe it is a case of convenience that they choose not to get it right, so they can always claim that the irregular expenditure is due to the fluctuating rand dollar exchange rate. But there is a way to get it right. You've got foreign exchange in this country. How do they manage to control the fluctuation between the rand dollar exchange rate when they sell foreign currency to tourists that are leaving the country? There's no such thing as you cannot put it down to a fine art how much the rand dollar exchange rate has an impact on us. And from the time we were here, Chairperson, last year, I raised the issue that it can't be right that the department tells us that the rand dollar exchange rate is a major contributing factor to that irregular expenditure. If you want to get it right, there is a way to get it right. But there is no will to do it, because we allow them, when their funds misappropriated, to just cast it aside and put it into an explanation, the rand dollar exchange rate and the volatility of it. That's why the money is over. Oh, sorry, the money is irregular expenditure. The next one, Chairperson. And again, we talk about this contract. As much as the one the CFO is contentious, but it will carry on, Chairperson, where they will not be rectified. Those contracts were irregular in the first case. The extension was illegal, but it continued. The diplomatic bag issue is still unresolved. And it will continue, Chairperson, until such time, like I said, drastic action is taken. And that is why, if you look at the New York pilot project, because the department got away with issuing tenders as and how they pleased, it was as if they were dispensing patronage, irrespective as to whether the tenders or the applicants comply with the basics. I mean, we just said, they're not telling us now, some of them didn't even have a tax certificate attached. Some of them are related to people in the department. And that is why, Chairperson, the New York pilot project was such a chaos. And if we're not going to become hard and decisive and let heads roll now, the balance of our four-year term, we're going to be dealing with the same issues every single time. Today we just heard a simple request. You can see the amount of red tape and hurdles we must jump through just to try and get those reports to us. Because people believe they could do what they wanted to do in this department. I honestly believe, Chairperson, when we were told there's no longer two bulls in the car, that things were going to turn around and be much easier for us to start working in the department. But I can tell you right now, Chairperson, we are nowhere better than where we were when we started off. Because the people are taking us for granted. They believe that they can do what they want to do. The modus operandi is the very same as what they were doing all along. Nothing has changed. My conclusion is that the department believes that the committee can talk as much as they want to, rant and rave. We just listen to them shouting at us and then walk away and carry on doing what we're doing as if it's business as usual. And this is why I want to agree with the former speakers and the proposal even by the work. We must have sent these things to SCOPA. Let them go there and start answering. Let them feel they are now in the hot seat. We as a committee have nothing to be ashamed of because we have done nothing wrong. But if we don't act, Chairperson, as the Honourable Sana said, we become complicit in the very same act that these officials have done. And Chair, I'm saying now is the time for us to really act. Because if we don't start firing people now and making them accountable, and we don't start surcharging them for the money that has been wasted, and if we don't even ensure that the recalling of the ambassador that we asked for starts to take place, we're just going to be labeled as a mere talk shop, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Yes, Chair. No, I want to endorse what my colleagues are saying on this COPA issue. Chair, but there's something that I don't understand here. On the issue of the contract, you know, in any contract that you enter into, there's always an escape clause. And you are able to use that if there's a problem. The issue of extending it is highly, highly irregular. But what I just want to check also, there's a legal department. Surely any contract that is being entered into and agreed upon between the department and whatever service provider, the legal department should have an input on that one and should also guide. So I suspect here that there is the possibility of these people doing things on their own and not consulting with other sister sections in order, because they want to do what they want to do. I think that thing must come to an end. The other issue, Chair, is what Dineo has raised. Surely the finance section now really needs to be put in some kind of an administration if there is something like that within the department themselves. We cannot really allow it to be a referee and a player and expect that it's going to come up with something that is going to be helpful in addressing these issues. Surely I think we need to explore this issue of asking the treasurer maybe to second someone and oversee this section, because most of the problems are coming from this section. I think even the supply chain is under the same section. So until we deal with this decisively, then I think we'll always have this problem, and we'll be like an old record that is sounding and is crashing, and they don't take us seriously. So, but I don't know what will be the modalities of going that route of asking the treasurer to second someone to oversee this section, so that things will be dealt with. They will know that there's someone now from external who is now watching them, because it seems as if the DG and the DG is really not helping us. He's failing to do his work in terms of managing and overseeing all these sections that are under him. Thanks very much, Chairperson.
No, sir, I forgot to lower my hand. I'm fine.
Okay. So, honorable members, you are saying that
Chairperson?
Yes, and that
before you come in. Can we get an explanation on what does this secondment entail? Does it mean that Treasury brings a company or an individual? Where do they get this individual? Is it a private or a government employed person? Ihamba kanjani I secondment, number one. Number two, as a committee, do we have all, except for the ones that are highlighted in our report, do we have all the contracts with their values that had findings, that declarations were not done, however they were awarded? And I would like to differ a bit with other members when it comes to only the finance department being a sore thumb in this department. It is the biggest hurdle. However, the whole department is a problem, Chair. Because if you look at the AG's report that was presented, there are no changes when it comes to proper record keeping. There are no changes when it comes to review and monitoring of compliance. There are no changes in risk management, and there are no changes in executive authority. So it's not only the finance department, but the whole department. So the recommendation for this department to be sent to SCOPA had been part of what we wanted. However, we gave them some time and looked for chances of improvement. But it seems that this department, the only thing that they have done was to put a veil over our faces so that we don't get to see the reality of what is happening. I agree with other members, Chair. Let's send this department to SCOPA if they can assist to get to the nitty-gritties of exactly what is happening. It will assist us a lot. Then they will know that there's a new marshal in town.
Have you captured that, Lubaba?
Yes, Jefferson.
Honorable members, you are saying we refer the matter to SCOPA and try and check, I think Dineo will help us and Mr. Mandala, the possibility of requesting Treasury to put that
administration and oversee and assign someone that will be working there in that department until it's in the right on this particular issue. Is that somehow correct? Yes.
I think your summary is correct with only one addition, that they would need to explain to this committee what does this secondment entail, because as much as you want things to be done, you do not want also to pass certain stages. So they must just take us through what is this secondment, what does it entail. So I think David and Dineo can assist us with that regard. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the, I must have gone off. I don't know what was happening. But with regard to what I had, Honorable Sani asking how the secondment thing works. What happens in that situation is that one, if the committee recommends that the department, the head of finance department be released, because the committee can make that recommendation, then the committee further motivates that National Treasury, while the processes for removing the CFO take effect, the committee can motivate that National Treasury sends a senior person to the department to supervise the handing over period, maybe for 2 or 3 months, to oversee proper handing over of records in that department, because finance is a very important department, so that to ensure that there is no information that gets lost along the way, or to ensure that proper handing over of all the assets of government in relation with finance are properly done. So it's done by Treasury, but with a motivation. This time it can come from the committee to say the transition should be overseen by a senior person from Treasury. So what they normally do with other departments, they actually second someone for a year, and other times it's for 2 to 3 months, while the process by the department to look for a suitable candidate is going on. So this is what normally happens, Chairperson. I must have missed other questions from members which were directed to me. I only had this one, Chairperson.
Did you get that clarity, Honorable Members?
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Chairperson, can this process happen concurrent with the committee or the department going to SCOPA?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. We can write to SCOPA and refer them out.
Oh, Chair, was that also referred to me?
What?
I just missed another. I heard something about SCOPA. Was it to me, Chairperson, or...?
He was asked, Honorable Sane is asking if there is anything wrong with doing Ezizinto concurrently. Yes, SCOPA proceeding with processes and also ourselves with these other processes.
Oh, okay, Chairperson.
Did you capture that?
The committee will still own the recommendations, Chairperson. Maybe I missed that. Because the committee will still have to own the recommendations they are making with regard to the head of the finance branch, and also investigations which will include referring the matter to SCOPA, so that the legacy of action being taken still remains with the committee.
Well, you know what the committee is saying is just that what you are saying when in one sentence is what the committee is saying in more paragraphs, that the committee will still own the recommendation, that the CFO and consequence management has to happen there, and contracts should be terminated, and that investigations be undertaken, and SCOPA to deal with the part in the end or concurrently, and then that Treasury can second somebody. That's what the committee is saying, that Treasury can second somebody while looking for a suitable person. Otherwise, there will be problems. So, Derko as well, also we are going to write to them. We are going to write to Derko and tell them that in the event that they have not provided us with any people skills, then as a portfolio committee, we are saying that we really... you know, silence means consent. That's what they say in English. Silence means consent. And in the absence of that response, it means there's no capacity there and there's no qualification. So then, therefore, suitable persons must be found. And also the minister must be made aware of this.
Thank you, captured.
captured, Chairman.
Honorable members, Wimbaz.
No, Chair, I think you've covered very well. I think in simple terms, you're saying both recommendations of SCOPA and getting a secondment are our recommendations.
Yeah. So that's what we are saying. Are we clear? Is there any other issue, comrades? Honorable members, that we need to interrogate on the agenda.
Check. I just want to check something.
Yes?
There were two dates that were put as dates for our meetings, which is today and tomorrow. So I just want to check, are we having a meeting tomorrow?
But Banza, what kind of a question is that you are asking?
What I have seen, it was written when a notice was given about the meeting. It was put
out
in two
days. To say the least, we are out of order. We have an agenda on the table here. So we must...
I withdraw.
Let's deal with the agenda on the table. I'm still on the item, on the agenda, on the table. Things that were presented by Odineo and the rest of the staff of the portfolio committee. Can we deal with that?
Withdraw, Chair.
Yes. Is there any other issue on that? On the presentations, is there anyone who is not satisfied with the recommendations and the presentations, or was there any question which was not responded to? So, Ms. Musal.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was saying just one item which I left out. With regard to which the committee can raise with the department again, the Auditor General responded to a question by the committee with regard to who deals with the financials of the ARF, and the response which was given by the Auditor General was not conclusive. So I would recommend that the committee still ask the department who actually deals with the financial statements of the ARF, and so that the committee is able to establish and also still strengthen their case in terms of why the ARF is not having issues while the department is having issues, so that that distinction the committee will be able to get an answer from the department as to what is the true position as of now, in terms of who deals with the ARF financials and who deals with the department's financials. Thank you, Chair.
Is that clear, Honorable Members? Can all these things be actioned after this meeting? Please. Dineo, Madlala, and Lubabal, can all what we said be actioned after this meeting immediately? And please, before the end of business, I must get feedback from Andis. Are we clear?
Yes,
Chairperson. Noted, thank you.
So if there is nothing else to discuss, then the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.